Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. We're here today with Danny Gokey of DannyGokey.com on Behind the Tunes. Danny, thanks so much for being here today, man.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Now, listen, I was reading up. Now, you're originally from Milwaukee. Is that accurate?
Born and raised. Yep.
Born and raised in Milwaukee. Now, so I was reading up. I was like, what do I need to know about Milwaukee? And here's the thing that I stumbled across. I need to know if you've seen it. The statue of the Fonz from Happy Days. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, and I wonder how irrelevant it's becoming because the generations past don't remember it, right? I was born in the 80s, so like they still were running reruns even up to through beginning of the 90s, but the reruns have stopped, and you know, unless maybe you have like the channel TV land, you're just not going to see it. So like people might forget what it is.
And what are we going to do then? You're going to have a statue of the Fonz just hanging out in Milwaukee. Nobody's going to know what's going on, man.
We got the bronze Fonz. It's just sitting there.
I was stunned when I saw that. And so one more thing I didn't know about Milwaukee. Do you know the answering machine? Speaking of irrelevant, answering machines were invented in Milwaukee. And so, listen, they're...
Wow, I had no idea about that.
They're coming in hot for us, man. They're coming in hot for us. And so, again, we were Danny Gokey, DannyGokey.com. Danny, what got you into music to begin with?
My parents were singers. They would sing in weddings for friends and things like that. They did a lot of that. Dad led worship in church. Mom sang with him. So they kind of just forced us. And I mean that in a literal sense, force us to sing. Because as a kid, you don't want to sing. I try to get my kids to sing. They don't want to do it. So I have to push them. But that's what really got me moving was mom and dad and going to churches that had music, you know, choirs and youth choirs and doing solos in church. It all culminated to me just developing a passion to sing and then developing the gift.
Was there a point in that? I grew up in a very similar story in that my dad was a pastor and he was just like, hey, it's... we need somebody to sing today, so you're up. And so I can identify with this very, very clearly.
That's funny.
Like, okay, here we go. But, you know, was there a point, all right, you don't want to do it, but you're being made to do it. And obviously a love for music somewhere along the way develops. Was there a point in there where you're like, you know what, this is what I would like to do for the rest of my life?
Yeah, I think it was probably around, in my teenage years, around 18, 19, that I was like, hey, I kind of like this. Because I sang a little bit here and there before then, but it must have been, maybe it was 18 or 19 is when I said, this is what I want to do. Maybe even 20. It might have even been 20 where I said, this is what I want to do. Because at the time, I didn't have a vision for my life. So thank God, God put people in my life through the church, like youth pastors and mentors who pushed me to sing. Because as a kid, parents got to be able to see the passions or the gifts in people to push them. Because as a kid, you kind of just want to exist. You want to play with your friends. You want to have a girlfriend, especially when you're 18, 19. I was so concerned about my girlfriend, who eventually became my wife. But, you know, like that was important to me. But you can't sustain a life off of just games, friends, and girlfriends, right?
That's what I've been told. That's what I've been told. You know, you just can't get by on that. Well, let me ask you this. And you know, I always go into this question because what I hear time and time again is what you just said is there were people. There were people that kept speaking into my life, and they're the ones that kept encouraging me. Is there someone that comes to mind that you look back to and you say, you know, this person spoke into my life at this time,
and I really carried that with me.
Yeah, so there's a couple marks along the way. First was my father, who I remember the first time he complimented me, but he didn't compliment me. He looked at my mom and said, "Wow, you've got a good voice." And I didn't know that, and that just like really meant a lot to me. I remember just sitting back and like, I didn't know I had a good voice. And then after that was a youth pastor. He was the one that would really push. That youth pastor was probably the most instrumental in developing my gift around 13 to 19. And then at 20, I started going to a new church. And that pastor immediately saw the gift and put me on the worship team. And then one day, kind of like your dad, he said, "You're going to lead today." And I told him I didn't want to. I really did. I said, "I don't want to lead." He said, "No, you were made for this. You need to do it." And then from that part, I think I was 21, I started leading worship and everything changed.
It is so funny to me because this I tell this same story each time as I talk to just different Christian artists who have seen their journeys along the way, and I get to tell their stories and hear their stories here, and the number of stories for you guys that are out making music this day that started with, "Hey, you're gonna lead today," and they were like, "I don't want to lead today." They're like, "No, you're gonna lead today." It's really astonishing. It's always intriguing for me to hear that. From each of you.
I got heaven on my mind. I got people waiting by. Close my eyes and I can see. Dancing on them golden streets. Got me dreaming of the day. Never leave, we get to stay. Till I see that welcome sign. I ain't even gonna lie. Shining through, these birds are singing too. I'm happy to be with it, but can't wait for trumpet sounds. Oh Lord, I'm so grateful that today I am alive, but until the end of time. Just miss my friend. Hey, I've been fine. I've been struggling to find some peace of mind. It's the problem of a nation, and
in our generation, we're too busy, we can't find the time. Are we busy, or is it all a lie? We got dust on our bubbles, brand new iPhones. No wonder why we feel this way. We walk with our eyes closed, blindly in blindfolds, and I'm done with those idols and dusty Bibles.
A couple problems, never seem to solve them. I keep thinking I'm letting you down. Still ain't making you proud. Still, why am I trying? Spinning my wheels up 100 mile hill, sliding back down till I'm stuck here in a standstill. But oh, that's when I remember he's working on me. A long list of all the times you don't win. Trying to get it right, ain't getting it right. Still, always hating how that feels. But let me tell you, every rebel in the church got a story like yours. Till they read about grace in a verse and a couple red words come alive, and you realize he's working on me. When I'm hurting, my God's still working. When I'm reaching, when I'm searching, my God's still working. When I'm broken, hurting, when I'm still searching, my God's still working. When I'm stranded, reaching, I am believing, my God is, he's working on me. Still changing me piece by piece, still making me better.
again, we're here with Danny Gokey. DannyGokey.com. Danny, do you remember the first album you bought with your own money?
Tim McGraw.
Say it again?
It was Tim McGraw.
Oh.
It was Tim McGraw. It was the little single that came out because he used to sell singles at the time. Going back now.
Oh,
a CD.
Yep.
With a single. Had a couple different versions of it, but it was Don't Take the Girl.
Don't Take the Girl was the international roller skating song of the world. And people don't remember that, man. When that song came on at the roller skating rink, that was your shot.
Grab the girl and let's go.
So, you know, I know you've done some country music even yourself in earlier in your career. Was country a big influence for you growing up?
Yeah. I think at 14, my dad, I think maybe I was 13 when I bought the single, Don't Take the Girl. Maybe around that time, 14, dad brought home a Wino and a Judd CD.
Okay.
Man, that CD was so good. And then from there, I Black Hawk, Brooks and Dunn. I mean, I could just name them. They were just so, I loved their music.
So is country kind of the biggest influence for you growing up, you think?
No, it's not the biggest. I think I'm pretty shaped and well-rounded about all. Gospel music would be my, you know, Christian gospel music would be my biggest influence.
All right. In that vein, I'm going to ask you a very unfair question. If you could open up for anybody, dead or alive, who would it be? And think of it in terms of, like, you get to hang out with them for the day.
Yeah, because that's like me opening up for, like, Michael Jackson. It just wouldn't fit. So, but to hang out, I don't even know if he'd necessarily – I'd want to maybe open up so I can see his show, right?
Yep.
That would probably be the thing I'd want to see. I don't know if I'd me and him would get along. meaning, like, I don't know if we have anything in common, you know, him and I. But I find him fascinating. I think Bruno Mars – I'd want to see him live. These are all the people that I'd want to see live.
And that's right? And see, that's why we ask the questions. I want to see who would you want to hang out with.
I pray into the atmosphere. Spirit of God, you're here. You have all authority. I pray over my heart and mind. I am healed by your stripes. Your blood declares that I am free. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, calling on. Bye.
trying to reclaim my sanity. Nothing in my veins but vanity. It's the same old, same old. You told me it's your battle, God, so I need you to fight. Cause if I'm gonna live, then there's some things I need to die. My ego, my pride, my grip on my life. Throw it all into the fire and leave no survivors. Survivors. Somebody give my past my sympathies. Give me closer to the light. Somebody tell my enemies there's nowhere left to hide. You told me it's your battle, God, so I need you to fight. As if I'm gonna live, then there's some things I need to die.
I've never seen a morning the sun forgot to rise. In every single detail, you're faithful every time. I've never lived a moment that you weren't by my side. Cause you've never made a promise, turned around and changed your mind. You've never left me in the cold. Never hurt me or let me go. You never be abandoned in the dead of night. I'll never have to worry if I'll be alright. I'll never have to wonder if I'm on your mind. I'll never see a breakthrough come that isn't right on time. I know I won't be on my own. Whatever comes, you've never let me walk alone. Not even once. And you won't start now.